You know, each week we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners, so that actual listeners shall not perish from the earth. Thank you. And some fan mail here, too. Terry says, love your show. I've heard so many people recently talk about how good-looking Michael is. Where do you go? Over at the home there, they're talking, they had, you know...
Oh, he's a good-looking young fellow.
Oh, they had some butter cookies, and they had a little bit of tea. Not the decaf tea is what I prefer, the Lipton's.
Really, yeah.
And they talk about that Feldman feller. I have heard so many people recently talk about how good-looking Michael is. I've never heard anyone say, I hang around the wrong places. That out of curiosity, I went to your website to see his pic. There are lots of good pics, but no close-ups of Michael.
I think there's a reason for that.
All right, Arnold, we'll put your shot up there with your do and everything. Mr. Hair. I was talking about his hair. Look, his hair is in the way of the camera. We got Jim Cam mounted on Michael Arnold here. But it all sees is his hair. The shot looks like a jungle shot. Mr. Hair, big deal. Hirsute. That's all that is. Yeah, but lots of no close-ups of Michael. I would like to suggest that he have his picture taken professionally. After my makeup is done professionally, I think it would be a good idea. And put on your site along with his bio. Adam, are you noting this? No picture of me on Michael Feldman's What Do You Know website? Let those of us who can't be at the show appreciate this beefcake, boy. Let me just open up another one. Kosher beefcake is very, very good. My wife and I were at the 8, 11, 12 show at the UW Music Hall, and a good show, all things considered. Since an audience participation show needs an audience. Well, okay, there is that. This is the fifth show we have attended in the past 12 years. You and Tony Kornheiser are the last true wits in the country. Well, that makes you think, doesn't it? Me and Tony Kornheiser. We should get together and just exchange wits. Battle. The battle of the wits. Last true wits. We'll be back. Art Kelly, Dixon, Illinois. Okay, thanks, Art Kelly. Carter Osterbein says, I agree with the term postmodernism. Hard to argue against it, isn't it? A modern is synonymous with... Oh, there was a woman from the art museum here, the Chazen Art Museum here in Madison. A Jew gave the money. I'm telling you, it's Chazen.
It's not what they say.
I don't care what they say. They don't. They pronounce that stuff wrong all the time. Chanukah? I don't think so. Chappy Chanukah? They don't say that. Anyhow, and this came up with her because I'm very confused about the term. I'm of course an art critic, part time, but postmodernism, because I figure something's either ancient or it's modern. You know, you how can you have something that's post? Modern. Oops, pardon. But he says, Carter, I agree with about the term postmodernism. Modern is synonymous with contemporary. Post-contemporary would have to be in the future. However, we are stuck in the present. That's exactly what I was thinking, Carter. Try telling that to an art person, though, you know.
It's tough.
Modernism as an art movement increasingly tried to be art for its own sake, that is, not figurative, representational, or narrative storytelling. It just wanted to be about itself. In the way that music can be without singing. Postmodernism wanted to get away from this narrow restriction and go back to description and narrative and any previous art ideas. I love your show. Well, he's a postmodern kind of guy, that's what. Okay, I think we cleared that up once and for all. Now some actual memos sent in by actual listeners. This is about where to put your loaded crates. Hopefully you got this memo, otherwise you're stuck there with a bunch of crates in the wrong place. It goes like this. Ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be some confusion about where to put your loaded crates Friday afternoon. We have not made a decision yet as to where you need to put your crates Friday afternoon. Since you may not know how heavy the crate will be after you load it, here is a suggestion when you get ready to pack. One, get a set of wheels. Two, get a couple of crates, depending on how much you are moving. Three, put your first empty crate on the set of wheels. Four, load. Five, put your next crate on top of the first crate. Six, load. And seven, sometime between now and Friday afternoon, a decision will be made for a central location for your crates. If all crates are in a central location for each building, it will be much easier for the movers to ensure that they do not miss any crates that need to be moved. If you have a better suggestion, please feel free to share it with me. That famous throwaway line. There you have it. Where to put your crates? We don't know. Thank you for that, Neville. And some easy instructions on how to move a crate, so I thought that was helpful. Wait a minute, there's a bonus here. This is so good. You know, mostly the stuff we get is about bathrooms and plumbing and toilets and misuse and that sort of thing. But this one is an unusually good one. And it's short. May 17th. With the automatic toilet flush, often people complete their business and walk out of the stall. However, we have recently had complaints that people are leaving unsanitary conditions behind. In the future, please glance back. And make sure you have cleaned up after yourself. Thanks, Human Resources. I love it. All right, where can they send those memos?
Well, they can, if they have a crate full of memos they want to send, they can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or okay. Go to notmuch.com and post it there.
And same thing if you want to say something about the show, or if you want to say my beefcake sort of thing.
Yeah, I want to ask, demand more photographs of you.
More beefcake shots. You can do that again.
whatdoyouknow@wpr.org.
If they want to use the mails. Do you know the address yet? Have you memorized that?
Yes, it's 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. They've added it to the script. So that now I know.
Very good. What about if you're on Twitter and you want to see what I really think?
Gosh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you were following me. I thought I saw your name.
What would that be? That would be the real Michael Feldman. What is it?
No. At
My
Feldman.
At My Feldman.
At My Feldman.
That's the Twitter thing. Yeah. I don't One understand
word,
that stuff.
My Feldman.
I just don't get it.
I thought I saw you on there as a follower.
It's probably someone impersonating me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the
happens
real,
all the
not
time.
Not the real Mike Arnold.
Yeah, happens all the time.